Hello, this is Dr. Ben Agulter, dictating a NASP report on Carol Lilly. Day birth 12/15/1959, date of procedure July 17, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Agulter-Dio. Referring physician is Dr. Shazia Nasir. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy, cold biopsy, and cold biopsy colectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy, hemoclip deployment times one, and cold biopsies. Indication is FOBT positive stools, comma, diarrhea, comma, abdominal pain, comma, family history of colon cancer, comma, heartburn, comma, dysphagia. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy. We'll explain to the patient. Patient is brought to an anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated as pre-anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. A well-lubricated woman's video gastroscope was introduced into esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of duodenum, stomach, junction, and esophagus. Retroflexy was obtained in the cardiac air resection from the stomach before withdrawal scope. The patient was then turned around in a left lateral position and direct exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymph video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified for the presence of the penis orifice, a cecal valve confluence of folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum and a cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic structure, transit colon, stomach structure, descending colon, sigma colon, and rectum. Period. Retroflexy was obtained in the rectum. the terminal ion was intubated and evaluated. Period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Patients had a procedure well without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for the dysphagia. Next line. The Z line was irregular at 40 centimeters from the blood, comma. Prog C2M2, comma. Biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants at 2 centimeter intervals, at 38 centimeters and at 40 centimeters for further evaluation for Barrett's esophagus per the Seattle protocol. Next line. There was a 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line. There was a widely patent esophagus. Next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology separately and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. There was a diminutive cardiac polyp, removable cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was 4 diminutive duodenal bulb polyps, removable cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Duodenum otherwise was unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies are obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, the terminal ion comma last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies are obtained for further evaluation for the diarrhea. Next line, Boston bowel prep score is graded as 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Next line, random colon biopsies are obtained in the right of the colon for further evaluation for microscopic colitis. Next line, there were 2 approximately 6 to 8 millimeter rectal sessile polyps from a cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 15-millimeter ascending colon linear sessile polyp that was erythematous, removal cold snare polypectomy piecemeal. A clip was deployed over the defect with good hemostasis achieved. Next line. There was a hepatic flexure. There were 2 hepatic flexure sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters. Next line. Eight to 10 millimeters, move a cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a diminutive rectosigmoid sessile polyp, remove cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was mild left-sided diverticulosis coli. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids, not in a retroflexion. There was small and non-bleeding. Next line. There was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line. Plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Continue PPI daily. Next line. May consider getting a barium esophagram for further evaluation given dysphagia. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending pass. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow up and also approved the schedule. Thank you.